It is 4:33 on downtown here on a Tuesday afternoon. Rich Kimball with you on The Pulse, WZON, WZONThePulse.com. Our next guest on the program has been telling America's story for better than three decades with his acclaimed documentaries, including one that's about to celebrate its 25th anniversary in a brand new remastered ultra-high definition form starting September 7th on PBS. Ken Burns joins us on Downtown. Ken, thanks for visiting with us once again on the show.
Thank you, Rich. It's a pleasure to be back on.
25 years later, here we are as a nation still processing the Civil War. Are you mystified by the fact that there are still people out there that deny that the Civil War was about anything other than slavery?
Yeah, but I kind of understand it when it is about something that would seemingly be so abhorrent to Americans, that is to say, the owning of other citizens, 4 million of them in 1861, by the way, 4 million American citizens were owned by other American citizens. You can understand why people might want to drape it in other sort of secondary or tertiary causes like states' rights or nullification or cultural, political, and economic differences, but they all come back in the end to slavery. And, you know, if you look at South Carolina's Articles of Convention, Articles of Secession, it doesn't say, you know, nullification, it doesn't say states' rights. What it says is slavery over and over again.
The incident in South Carolina earlier this year raised the issue of the Confederate flag. Once again, there were certainly soldiers on the Confederate side, on the wrong side of history, who demonstrated heroism and bravery. What's the proper way to honor that?
Well, I think just by making documentary films, for one thing, and we certainly did that and or tried to do that. We certainly were not misled by the cause that they were supporting, which was the wrong one, as Lincoln said at his second inaugural. But we certainly wanted to say, who were these people? And some of them weren't slave owners, and why did they fight, and what was going on? And the battle flag, by the way, the Confederate flag controversy, is a complete red herring. That flag, the Dixie flag, is one of a handful of battle flags of the Army of Northern Virginia. It wasn't the official flag of the Confederacy. That's the stars and bars. That's what flew over Fort Sumter when that fell in April of 1861. That Dixie flag came into prominence after 1954, working its way into the state flags in many of the states of the old Confederacy. And what happened in 1954? The Supreme Court ruled in Brown versus Board of Education that separate but equal was unconstitutional, that desegregation had to take place. And so the use of the Dixie flag in our popular culture is not some heritage thing. It's about resistance to civil rights, which means that you don't believe what Americans believe, which is that all men are created equal, that we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
You're working on a documentary on Jackie Robinson, and you've said that the Civil War documentary and the story of the war continues to inform so much of your work. Is race and how we've dealt with it the defining issue of American history?
Yeah, I think the nature of freedom is probably, Rich, the number one thing. What does freedom mean? Is it individual freedom? Is it collective freedom? What is the tension between those two interpretations? You know, how much does a strong federal government have? How much goes to the states? All of those are the central questions. But the single most important issue is the issue of race. And I don't go looking for it, I promise. It's there. It's not in every film that I've done, but it's there in most of them, and in important ways, and no more important, obviously, than in the Civil War. And it resonates. It's still there. The Civil War is the most important, the defining event in our history, Shelby Foote said in our film. And therefore, when we study it, its resonances, its echoes are all around us. All the time, and certainly true in many of the other films that I've done. And more importantly, as your previous question suggests, true in today's front page of a newspaper when you read about this African-American being killed, or you read about the Confederate flag controversy, or you talk about a birther movement against the President of the United States, or you know, all of these things that go back essentially to divisions between people, between Americans, based on the color of their skin and not, as Dr. King said, on the content of their character.
We're talking with Ken Burns here on Downtown. Back when Barack Obama was elected president, there was much self-congratulation, patting ourselves on the back as a nation, and talking about a post-racial era. Does everything that the president has had to endure in the last 7 years or so tell us that that's not really the case?
That was not the case, and if you'd asked me then, I would have told you this is a remarkable, wonderful moment in American history. As I think most, you know, Americans, fair-minded Americans would say, this is great, regardless if you didn't vote for him or if you did. It was just a wonderful thing to escape the specific gravity of that terrible history. But I don't think you can think things, you wave a magic wand and that's going to end. In fact, of course, as we know, his election bred a kind of metastasized some very, very horrible behaviors on the part of people. You know, the Onion magazine, the satirical magazine, The Onion, when Barack Obama was inaugurated the first time, said, "Black man given worst job in world." And in some ways, as much as you just sort of giggle at that, it was really, really prescient. And a lot of what he's had to work through has nothing to do with his policies. It's had to do with the color of his skin. And that just tells us that as much as we've made extraordinary progress, there's a lot of work still to be done.
The remastered Civil War series airs over 5 nights on PBS starting September 7th. And for those of us here in Maine, extra pride in that Civil War series because
Indeed.
It really introduced Joshua Lawrence Chamberlain to a nation that didn't know much about him. And how important a figure was Chamberlain to the success of the Union?
For me, he's the bee's knees. He's the guy, he's the reason why I made the series. I read the novel, The Killer Angels. Finished it on Christmas Day, 1984, looked up at my dad and said, my next film is going to be on the Civil War. I'd been thinking about it, but this sealed it. The fact that you could have this citizen soldier, not just the great Lincolns, but the people who labor sort of in between, who are so heroic, who do such amazing things, who teach us such valiant things. I just had to do it. And then, of course, we followed the fortunes of Deer Isle, the town of Deer Isle, representing our northern town. So that's very, very important.
On Thursday, Doris Kearns Goodwin, who has contributed to a number of your documentaries, will be on with us. We try to get her on a regular basis, and she's done a wonderful job documenting some of the great figures in American history. You and your films talk about those great figures, but also find terrific stories in the common man, the people whose names have not been celebrated through the years. Is that exciting for you when you begin new adventures to discover those people?
That's the whole joy of what I do, Rich. You've hit it right, the nail right on the head. I mean, obviously, you're going to learn more details. I'm working on a big series on the history of the Vietnam War. You're going to understand about the motivations of President Kennedy, Johnson, and Nixon. But the real joy is getting to know the so-called ordinary people, and particularly in times of war or great stress, as in Jackie Robinson's experiment, you begin to realize there's no such thing as ordinary people. And that's the great gift. You find out the person that you just passed on the street, the person who just passed you just now in the car as you're listening, they live a life as full and as rich as yours, and quite often they've got important stories to tell, and that's the great joy of anything, particularly in the Civil War, was to learn the bottom-up as well as top-down story.
I would ask about the Civil War series being exposed to a new generation, but that's not really the case because it's never gone away.
Yes, it's never gone away. I was in an interview the other day, and somebody was sort of saying, well, nearly 39 people watched it 25 years ago, and it was as if it had never been shown again. And of course, it's been in your constant rotation. The good news, and I think will hopefully attract other folks who may not have gotten it in school. It's shown hundreds of times a day, parts of it every day in school, every day in America. And that's very heartening to me and to anyone who believes in the mission of public television. But what we've done in this restoration is we've taken stuff, you know, 16-millimeter thumbnail things and turned them into, beautiful 4K Ultra HD images that will give you new detail, more resolution, less grain, clearer images, better colors, image stabilization. I wept when I went into the studio months ago and saw just the introduction to the series remastered. And I'm very, very excited and happy to be sharing it with you.
Well, and I saw you talk about this on Face the Nation the other day. The fact that your films prove that, yes, we're a nation that sometimes has a short attention span, but when there is a compelling story, people will dive into it headlong.
Yes, that's right. I think all of us, all real meaning accrues in duration. The work that you're proudest of, the work that I'm proudest of, has benefited from our sustained attention. And that's true of anything. Certainly we know what it's like to be flipping through our phones and texting very quickly or looking at something briefly on YouTube, and there's fine. There's nothing wrong with it. But we also know that our human heart yearns for real meaning, and that takes place in duration. And that means sometimes you're going to have to listen to, watch an 11 and a half hour series on the Civil War, or look at, Orange is the New Black, or House of Cards, or Downton Abbey. And that's just a tribute to the human spirit and human imagination that we want to be fed. You know, it's all right to stick your hand in that bag of potato chips. It tastes delicious. But we also need a healthier and heartier meal.
Have you got a target date for the airing of the series on Jackie Robinson?
Yes, it'll be in early April of 2016, just before his arrival date, the anniversary of his arriving, is April 15th. So I believe it's the 11th and 12th. It's a Tuesday and Wednesday night, I know for sure, of that week in April. It's two episodes. 4 hours, and in fact came from a conversation with Commissioner of Baseball, and they're going to sort of roll out the red carpet and help us promote the film and get folks to understand, I think, a much more complicated and therefore even more heroic story of Jackie Robinson.
Wonderful. We'll look forward to that. Ken Burns, his Civil War series remastered ultra high definition begins September 7th on the public broadcasting system. Ken, it's always a treat to talk with you. Thank you so much for making time for us this afternoon.
It's been my pleasure, Rich. Thanks so much for having me on. Take care.
4:45 here on Downtown.